It's well with your soul. Do you have peace in your soul? Hallelujah. Are you at perfect peace or are you troubled? As if you're out there in the raging seas, tossed to and fro, driven by the wind. No, the commander is on board. The King of all kings and the Lord of all lords is within you. He's in the boat. Hallelujah. Let him speak to your waves and speak to your winds and speak peace to your soul. Hallelujah. Glory. Well, it's a wonderful time to be together. Our dad keeps moving. He keeps doing things. And in this year of 2018, crowning achievements and surpassing victories is living up to its expectation, living up to its reputation, because dad is doing some marvelous things. I have here an awesome praise report. Everybody say congratulations to Sister Shanice Finn. Say promotion has come. It has manifested for the glory of God. Hey, give God glory. Celebrate with her. Rejoice with her. Rejoice with her. Crowning achievements. Hey, praise God. Hey, glory. Yeah. Well done. Congratulations, Sister Shanice. We celebrate with you. Hallelujah. Higher position and higher pay. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Some of you don't remember that song. Lower, lower. Lower, 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 lower. Stomp Satan lower. Yeah. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Yeah. Praise God. Woo, praise God. And there's more, much more to come. This is the last day of February. You'll not see this day again. This date will go to pass with the rest of the days that have gone previously before it. So we milk it for all that it's got. Every day the children of God rise up to reap everything that God has put in the day for us to reap. So expecting for things to come to pass in our future. Enjoy our present. Hallelujah. Don't be miserable in your present state. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. That's the right attitude for the children of God to have. Hallelujah. And always living on the edge of expectation. I'm expecting Dad to do something. Hallelujah. Glory. Expecting him to do something. Because you may not even realize it, but you're making progress even when it seems like everything is standing still. You're still moving forward in the things of God. Hallelujah. Some things you don't see that are going on behind the scenes. Prayers you forgot that you prayed. Still at work. Hallelujah. Glory. Some things you didn't even ask for, God's getting ready to do for you. Praise God. So you get excited and live on the edge of expectation. Don't be afraid to hope. To hope is to have an expected end. Don't be afraid to believe God because you're thinking that it won't work. Believe God anyways. Hallelujah. All things are possible to the one that believes. So even what you think is not possible may not happen. Expect it anyways, because all things are possible with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah. Sometimes people don't want to believe because they don't want to get disappointed. Like you missed the appointment, if you will. It's like, no, you believe in spite of. Hallelujah. you've been given the currency of the kingdom. Spend it wisely. Hallelujah. Don't hoard it. Spend it for the glory of God. How do I spend my currency of the kingdom? By exercising faith. Always believe in God. Believe your situation is turning around for good. Believe that your situation is not impossible to change and to turn around. Believing that God's going to do something big for you, just like he's doing stuff big for others. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. So that I had to get that one out first. She was offered a higher position with higher pay, and she accepted. Who's going to walk away from that? Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Shanice, I can't do the Roving Reporter. There's only one Roving Reporter, and you know, trying to, you know, follow that is just too tough for me. But Sister Shanice, how long have you been working at a promotion? 6 months? How long have you been believing for a promotion? How many years? Was she trying to give you the answer or something? She's been out of town, so you know you got to bring her back. This is 18. 3 years? Just expecting something? See how faith works? She's been believing for a promotion for 3 years. 6 months, you started working at it. Intense training. Intense trainings. You had to do like the farmer, get out there in the field and dig up, plow up, remove rocks and stuff, and get yourself ready. Hallelujah. And God saw your faith in action. You've been believing for 3 years, but he saw the action put to it the last 6 months and said, it's time. It's time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Glory. You never give up. Giving up is not in your spirit. It's not in your DNA. You may feel like it, but don't give over to it. It's the worst thing you can do. Hallelujah. As long as there's breath in your body, there are all sorts of possibilities out there for you. Are you listening to me? Last Wednesday, we had an explosive time. And the prophetic, you know, it's like the atmosphere was pregnant with the prophetic. And so prophetic words came out. And they're happening. They're coming to pass. And tonight is no different because it's still here. I wish I would have brought Brother Pete's word that he received last Wednesday night at 10:30. The Lord gave him a powerful word. We shared it with you on Sunday. How many of you remember? It was good. Shared it on Sunday, and it's a great word. So the Lord had showed me, I saw gold being poured out, liquid gold. And I went to start looking to see, you know, what else was he saying other than the obvious. But wealth is coming. Wealth is coming. I know it's hard for some of you to believe it, but wealth is coming. And it's coming your way. And it's not to ruin you or destroy you. It's to build the kingdom of God. But you're going to be blessed because you're into what God is doing. God is looking for agreement. He's looking for somebody to agree with him in the things that he wants to accomplish and achieve in the earth. He has no problem in taking care of us. He simply wants us to agree with him and let our priorities be what his priorities are. Jesus said it simply, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, I believe it is. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Dad's looking for agreement. Seek me first, everything else will be added to you. You don't have to be worried about what you're going to wear, where you're going to sleep, what you're going to eat. You don't have to worry about those things. He says the ungodly, that's what they do. Isn't that something? So if we're stressed out because we can't pay a bill, if we're stressed out because we don't have food, if we're stressed out because things just don't seem to be coming together, we're behaving like the ungodly. But if we're seeking first Dad's kingdom, righteous peace and righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, just that alone brings you in a state of bliss. I think that's a proper word to use. It just brings you into a state of peace and joy and just, yeah. It's a high that you can't find anywhere else. Come on. Righteousness, right standing with God, peace, not only the peace of God, but peace with God, joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. That joy that God freely gives us. He says, seek ye first the kingdom. The kingdom is not word alone, but it's power. Paul said, I'll know whether the words these men have over you, talking to the Corinthian church, I'll know by your behavior when I get there. For the kingdom is not in word only, but it's in power. I'll see when I get there. So in the kingdom, we must use the word. We must use faith. And we must act. And when we do, we see results. We must. You've been given the currency of the kingdom to make everything happen, to make all provision come your way. But we must exercise it. So righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. And all this other stuff shall be added to you. Hallelujah. Get ready to get some stuff added to you. But remember, Dad's looking for agreement in the earth. He's looking for someone that's going to look to him and believe in what he says and want to live life and see life through his eyes and his eyes alone. Hallelujah. This is how we overcome giants in the land. This is how we can go out into a land that is flowing with milk and honey. It's a good land. God said it was good. It's a good land, but it was in the hands of the ungodly. And so God says, no, that land is for you. I'm going to take you into this land, and you're going to eat the good of the land. The land is a good land, flowing with milk and honey. The land is a land of provision. The land is a land that depends upon me to water it. You don't have to put in no irrigation systems like you did in Egypt. You don't have to do a lot of hard labor. It's a land that I take care of. That's why the fruit was so big. God was in it. Bam. He's a God of abundance. So God wanted his people to come in there. And all he had to do was simply believe and trust God, carry out his will. Everything was provided for them. And everything is provided for you. So now God gives us strategy over our enemy. He gives us ultimate victory over Satan. Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy. We know that that's the the MO of the thief, if you will. Anybody trying to come up another way other than through Jesus. But Satan himself is a thief, a robber. In the garden, the first thing he did was when he came to Eve, got her to question and doubt God's word. So he's coming to steal the truth of the word of God that had been spoken to her by her husband. And he got her to doubt and disbelieve God. He deceived, he tricked her. And she ate of the fruit. And then she gave to her husband, and her husband also ate of the fruit. I know you know this story, but the reason it keeps getting spoken over and over and over again is because God's saying, look, I need you to see this so you'll understand where you are now and what's happening now. The adversary will try and pray, P-R-E-Y, upon your mind, your heart, your soul, to get you to disbelieve the word of God. But as we said, put it up there on the board, Brother Ed or Brother Caleb, Romans, what was it, chapter 3, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 3, or somewhere in there. The devil came to Eve in the garden, and then he came to Jesus in the wilderness, and he attacked the very word that God had spoken to him. We see Jesus coming to John the Baptist to be baptized in the Jordan. And so as Jesus comes to him, to John, John says, I have need to be baptized by you. Are you coming to me? Jesus says, permit it to be so that all righteousness may be fulfilled. In other words, that the will of Dad gets done, John. Yeah, I know who I am. I know that I'm greater than you. But you're great in the kingdom. I know, yeah, it would be normal for me to baptize you instead of you baptizing me. But Dad has righteousness established in heaven, and it's here in the earth too. So let us fulfill all righteousness, that we are above reproach. And so he allows himself to be baptized by John, comes up out of that water, and is driven by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness. The only reason Jesus went into the wilderness is because the Holy Ghost drove him. The Holy Ghost took him in the wilderness to be tempted, tested, tried by the devil. And so what does the devil do? Jesus, when he comes out of the water, what is it that they hear? The heavens open and a voice from heaven sounds. And the voice says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So what's the very first thing Satan gets him to do? He says, if you be the son of God. He questions the authority of God's word. He wants to steal God's word from your heart, from your mind, from your mouth. See, this word, we must never stop speaking. God told Joshua, you must meditate in it day and night. Not only thinking about it, but speaking it, muttering it over and over. Why? Because that's the pathway to success. Then your way shall be prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Success is in the word of God. But the devil will try and stop you from speaking it, from believing it, from acting upon it. He'll convince you it doesn't work. And if you have that mindset, you got the devil's mindset. You tell that devil, shut up in the name of Jesus. The word works when I work the word. Hallelujah. How many years, Sister Shanice? How many years and how many months? Nobody do this. Don't you practice this at TFT. You go practice it at home on your bed. How many years? How many months? Thank you, Minister Kino. He renews my youth. Hallelujah. So, this word works when we work it. This is what we work, the word of God. You know, Jesus said the sower sows the, the sower sows the word. Some of it falls by the wayside. Some of it falls among storms. Some of it falls amongst the rocks, shallow soil. But some of it falls in good, fertile soil. And in that soil, it bears fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. What's the condition and state of your heart? That's what we have to examine. What's the condition and state of my heart? My heart not right. I need to get my heart right because that's a seedbed. That's what the word is planted in our hearts. Paul teaches us that principle. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. Your speaking, your tongue is vitally important. That's why Dad put it in your mouth. It's not to be an unruly member, saying anything, doing any, well, it don't do too much, but, you know, saying, you know, releasing. Out of the mouth, you can get bitter and sweet water. Out of the mouth can be life and death. Tongue is an unruly member. If you don't tame that thing by the power of the Holy Ghost, it will start uttering things of the old nature. It will start uttering things that come from the pit of hell and not from the kingdom of God. How are we going up? Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going up. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's something to conquer. And God's given a word, surpassing victories. Whatever we go at to conquer, we're going to conquer the thing. Hallelujah. So he tries to snatch that word. He came to Jesus. If you be the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Jesus knew who he was. He knew he was the Son of God. And he was not going to command that bread, that stone to become bread. Not for the devil. If the Father said, Jesus, make that bread, Jesus would have made that bread. I mean, it would have been some good bread, too. Praise God. Everybody would have enjoyed it. Just like the boy with the two loaves and fishes, whatever it was. I don't mean like whatever, but you know. The number. Huh? Praise God. Okay. In Jesus' mighty name. And so, you know, Jesus made the fish. The disciples, they keep coming back and he keeps giving more. Same fish, just continuing to spread and expand the bread. It just expanded. That's what our Jesus is capable of doing. Hallelujah. So you believe God. You trust him. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Use it wisely. Watch the words of your mouth. They found it. For what saith the scripture? I love this. Don't you love this? Yeah, this is. This is not even the verse, but this is a good one too. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him what? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Something about that word righteousness. Righteousness is simply being in right standing with God. Who's this? This is Sister Julie? Sister Julie Wayne? Come on. Come on. Praise God. Only believe. Only believe. Okay, what do you got in your hand? What's in your hand? What's the note? What's the note? What's so big about Sister Julie Wang? She's a beautiful sister in the Lord. Praise God. Today, I received a letter of pay increase. In addition, the pay increase is $374. Yeah. Ah, praise God. Come on. Come on. that a month, a year, a week? Or we don't need to know. You don't have to tell us. None of our business. Praise God. She got a $374 raise in addition to quarterly bonuses. Come on. Call it forth. Call it out. I'm telling you, it's time to believe God. Don't question. Don't doubt. Hey, go ahead, just shout. Hallelujah! Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. It is written. Praise God. It is written. I received a letter. It's in writing. Glory. Increase. Can't make this up. Hallelujah. Can't make this up. This is not coincidence. This is divine appointment, divine alignment, divine favor, divine blessing, empowered to get wealth so that dad's covenant can be established in the earth. Wow. How long you been holding on to this? For a while? Woo, praise God. That is so. You know, we're not just making this up. And this should be happening in the household of faith. It should be hitting every household. Hallelujah. Every household. Don't you say, I'm making enough. No, not when there's more out there to be made. Not when there's more out there to be made. You know, people are making hefty salaries. Listen to this. People are making hefty salaries. Techies out there in the tech world, in the Silicon Valley, where's that place? It's not Palo Alto's probably making Santa Clara, and then there's another place too, where they're making $200-something thousand annually, $200-something thousand annually. And they're trying to buy homes. The average homes out there are like 1.2 million or something like that. You know, and so their average mortgage for a home like that is like $12,000 a month. See, a poverty mindset will say, oh, that's just too much. But if you're making that kind of money, is it too much? You know, now if you don't make that kind of money and you try and get that kind of a house, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. But if the wealth is there, enjoy it. Now, what they're doing out there, some of them, you know, they're like, they have like two or three incomes in the house making the $200-something thousand in order just to have the house. And the house is probably only 1,600 square feet, probably. Point. There's wealth out there. Why shouldn't the sons and daughters of the Most High God bring it in? Why? 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 Well, God don't want us to be, you know, if you don't know the right thing to do with it, then yeah, God don't want you to have it because you go and destroy yourself. You consume it on your own lust and just, you know, do some bad things. But if you know what to do with that kind of wealth, how many of you heard the scripture before? It's the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. You've heard that before? Okay, who believes it? Okay, I'm glad you believe it because it's real and it's true. And while the just may not know where the wealth of the money is, God does. So we look to God to reveal to us not only where it is, but how he wants us to get it. Because of what we're going to do with it, he's already got that worked out. Yeah. But having the right mindset, having the right heart, speaking the right words, the words of faith, not the words of doubt, not the words of the old man, the old nature, but the words of the kingdom of God, it's going to draw things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. All these things will be added to you. Dad wants to add to us. He wants to increase. He does not want to see us just barely making it by. Will he love us? He will love us. He'll love us in poverty. He'll love us in wealth. He'll love us anywhere in between. He will love us because God is love. But to the degree that he could use us to expand and build his kingdom, he will not withhold any good thing from you. That's his mindset. Some can't handle that. Those of you who can, keep on going after Jesus and let him bring it into your hands. Let him show you where it's at. Because, see, we'll become content with just enough to take care of our bills. And we think that's our lot in life, to be able to take care of our bills. Isn't that something? We're born into the wealthiest nation in all the world, the most powerful nation that ever existed, known to mankind on this people planet called Earth. And we simply exist just to pay our bills. Think of that mindset. And think of how many are trapped in that. We do very little to try and expand our horizon, if you will, whether it be through wisdom from God, creative ideas from God, whether it be natural abilities, God-given abilities, or educational abilities or empowerment, I'll say. Using that to be fruitful and productive, using that to accomplish something great for God's great name's sake. David, little young shepherd boy, out in the field taking care of sheep that his dad has assigned him to take care of, while his brothers, who are older, are out there doing the manly things. They're out there enjoying life. David's out there taking care of sheep, but David was faithful over those sheep that he had to take care of. How faithful was he? A lion came in to try and rip one of the sheep's off, and David went and killed the lion. A bear came in. David went and killed the bear. That was preparing him for Goliath. Now, with his bare hands, say bare hands. With his, this is God. With his bare hands, Brother Finn, he killed a lion and a bear. He did. With Goliath. He killed him with a rock. Yeah, just a rock. He caught Goliath off guard. Goliath looks at him like, am I a dog? You're coming at me with sticks? Is it time to fetch? David looks at him. You come at me with sword and shield, but I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And David starts, instead of running away from Goliath, David ran right at Goliath. So Goliath is like, what's up with this little dude? I'll make mincemeat out of him. And boom! Sunk in, and he fell flat on his face. Yeah, he's got to come down, and he took the sword and took the giant down. Now, mind you, he killed a lion and a bear. So you would have thought, you know, he'd just go ahead and just duke it out with Goliath. But instead, just one rock. That was the wisdom of God, taking the enemy out. David simply stood up. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine defying the army of the living God? What's going to happen for the man who will take him out? He's over here talking about my God. And he went and took the enemy out. God wants you because you want him. But God wants you to take your enemy out, whoever he is. Lord, deliver me. I said, no, I want you to get a rock of faith. Knock this thing out of the saddle so that it will not come back again. Hit it so hard it will not rise again. Hallelujah. Deal with some things that plague you, that daily taunt you. For 40 days, Goliath did this to the people of God. Send me a man. And all the Philistines, which are today's Palestinians. I know I just tread on thin water there, but that's okay. No, you look it up. You look up Palestinians in the Hebrew, and it says Philistines. Because it's like the way these people behave. They behave like these people in Scripture. And so then I just kind of looked it up and it said, no wonder, yeah. So, stuff that daily threatens you, stuff that daily irritates you, stuff that daily irks you, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about you personally, what you deal with. Because, see, we're all supposed to be warriors. We all have the same spirit of faith that King David had. That's why we speak the word of God with confidence and boldness. Amen? 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 Yeah. So we possess the same spirit of faith that David had. He had the faith to go and take out the bear. He had the faith to go and take out the lion because he knew that it wasn't him that was doing it. It was God in him, God on him. God was the one that was taking this thing out. But he simply acted out in faith. God, you're going to do this. God, you're going to do this. God, you're going to do this. And when he released that rock, God, you're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do this because this is foolishness. I've killed a lion and a bear with my hands, but it was you that was doing that. This is foolishness. I'm coming at a man with a sword and a spear, a long javelin. I'm coming at a man, he's 9 feet tall. He's got, you know, all these toes and hands. I'm coming at a man that is just, you know, and all I got is 5 smooth stones. I got 1 shot at him. It's not like I got all 5 shots. I got 1 shot at him, and if I miss, it could be over. So, God, you're going to do this. 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 You're going to do it. Pow. Yeah. So what are you saying? You rise up in victory tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You rise up as warriors tonight. Praise God. You rise up saying, no, God, you're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do this because I'm going to address some stuff. I'm going to get over some stuff. I'm going to conquer some stuff. You're going to do this. You're going to do this as I rise up and go at it. Man, don't let nothing hold you down anymore. Paul said it like this, Hebrews chapter 12, I believe it is, casting the weight and the sin that so easily besets you. That's not exactly how it says it, but it's like putting all that stuff to the side so you can run, so you can walk, so you can conquer, so that you can have what we've been speaking, crowning achievements, opportunities. Okay, I'm going to say this, and then we're going to receive the offering. So last Wednesday night, I told you about the gold. Well, I think it was yesterday morning, probably the day before. I printed it out because of what it said. And this was written, I don't know the person. Don't know of their ministry or anything. I just, you know, measure what they're saying by the word. This person had a vision of a gold door opening. And the prophecy is this, 5778, which is the year that we are in, according to the Jewish calendar. 5778, this is the year of golden opportunity. And so what God was showing in the pouring out, it's what's being poured out. Opportunities. It all ties into crowning achievements and surpassing victories. God said it's coming out, and it's coming out lavishly. It's coming out in abundance. There are opportunities that you're going to have to take advantage of, because it's like an open door. It's like a window. It's like a door that will eventually shut. We have this period of time of prosperity. And it's just like with Joseph. When he interpreted Pharaoh's dream, he told him that dream was of God. And this is what it meant. They were going to have 7 years of plenty. And then they were going to have 7 years of famine. In the years of plenty, we need to store up. And even told them how to gather in, so that in the years of famine, all Egypt would be supplied. And people would be coming to them for grain. And because Pharaoh humbled himself and took the counsel of Joseph, he was tremendously blessed. God did it in order to protect and provide for his people. But Egypt got blessed as a result. I'm saying that to say this. We are in a period of prosperity. And it's like a window. It's like a period of time where if we seize it, when the time of famine comes, the children of God will be doing so well. Children of God will be doing so well that when it turns, we'll still be in abundance. We'll still have an abundant supply. And so we want to seize this moment in time that we are in. See it from God's perspective. Don't see it from a Democrat or Republican side. See it from God's perspective. God happened to allow this man to come into power because he has business acumen. Is that the right word? What does that word mean? It's a form of like acute. It's like he's an expert at it. Something along that lines. Somebody look it up. But he's business savvy. He's doing what others thought could not be done. Wealth is coming in. And the wealth is not just for us. The wealth is for all. And so don't see it through the lens of what they're trying to keep us divided about. Because that's all they want. Divide and conquer. It's a demonic strategy. He uses division to conquer. It's a demonic strategy because he uses it to destroy. God used it in order to conquer the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, Girgashites, and all of the other ites that were occupying the land. God said, little by little, you will go in. You will take it little by little, because if I give it to you all at once, then the wild animals and beasts will come in and devour. But little by little, we're going to do this thing. And so Satan uses it to destroy. God will use it to build. Don't get caught up into the politics of it. See the opportunity. See the window that God has established. So 5778, the year of golden opportunity. If you have to leave, go ahead and leave your offering. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, if you don't, go, you know, don't sweat it. Since we entered the year 5778, there's been intensified warfare going on in the spirit realm concerning those who are advancing the kingdom of God. I felt heavy turbulence against fivefold ministry leaders, entrepreneurs, and spirit-filled Christian believers. In addition, I sensed an attack against modern-day apostles and prophets who are plowing in present truth to bring societal reformation, glory revival, and global awakening. The number 2018 in the Hebrew is the word hafeka, which means overthrow. Genesis 19:29 says, "So it was that when God destroyed the cities of the valley, God remembered Abraham and Lot, sent Lot out of the middle of the destruction when he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived." We know that to be Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot received his deliverance, breakthrough, and a way of escape through God bringing judgment upon the cities in which Lot resided. He needed to transition into something new by leaving behind that which was familiar. Lot had to move on by not looking backwards. And we know what happened to Lot's wife. She looked back. The Lord overthrew the very thing and placed Lot to which Lot had become attached. There are demonic breakthroughs. Let me say this right. There are demonic strategies of the enemy sent to viciously stop, hinder, and stifle the progress of those breakthroughs and any spiritual progressive strides. I'm going to read this paragraph and then I will stop. I believe prophetically that this year God is going to overthrow everything standing in the way of you fulfilling his purpose and plan in your lives. In addition, as I was in prayer concerning the trajectory of this year 2018, I heard many doors unlocking in the spirit. As I inquired of the Lord to what I was hearing, I suddenly saw a vision of a large golden door opening before me. And I'll share the rest with you later. But we are in a great time and season. God's speaking prophetically in our midst. And we do well to take heed to what he says and not just discard it as just, oh, yeah. No. Take this to heart and run with it. Believe with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Don't get moved by this stuff. And, you know, if I say something that offends you, understand where I'm coming from. It's not about man. This is about the will of God being done and accomplished in the earth and how he's going to get it done through his people. God wants to get more to you than what you currently have. But you got an adversary. There's a devil loose that's trying to hinder. He's stealing, killing, and destroying. And he's trying to destroy your faith to get you to no longer believe in the word of God. But it's by the word that you live. The word is life for you. Hallelujah. Some of you may be in desperate straits, but don't worry. Help is coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to stop there. Everyone stand.